Going Linux, episode 288, Listener Feedback. Welcome to the Going Linux podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy.
And I'm your co-host, Bill. Whether you're new to Linux, upgrading Windows to Linux, or just thinking about moving to Linux, this podcast will provide you with valuable information and advice that will help you in going Linux.
We hope that you'll find this and all of our episodes helpful in learning about Linux and its applications and using them to get things done.
If you want to send us feedback, our email is goinglinux@gmail.com and our voicemail is 1-904-468-7889.
In today's episode, Listener Feedback. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Okay. It's been a whole week since we recorded last. Trying to get ahead for the holiday so that we don't have to be recording on Christmas Day or anything like that.
Are you going to eat turkey?
Of course. Of course. That's part of the holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, things going okay for you in the past week?
Yeah, I've been going real good. Just getting ready for Turkey Day. I've got to cook. I don't like cooking that much. Well, I love cooking. I just don't like having to cook and then clean up.
Yeah, well, so where's the tech angle on this? You're using a Raspberry Pi to control the temperature of the stove you're using to cook the turkey or something, right?
No. More like trying not to burn the turkey and make the wife crazy.
Okay, so, all right. It's not computer technology. It's cooking technology.
There is no technology. Well, I do have a digital thermometer. I don't know if it runs Linux, but hey, perfect. I have a digital thermometer that runs Linux. Isn't that great?
Beautiful. There you go. There's the tech angle.
There you go.
All right. Well, we got a great show today. We got a few emails, not a lot, because it's holiday time for us here in the United States. And, you know, people don't email when it's holiday time. So we got a few, but we got a Gone Linux story today as well. So that'll be good.
Oh, good. Well, our first email comes from Kevin, and he reports a problem. He writes, "Hi, guys. Thank you for putting out a great podcast. It's been on my list of favorites since I discovered it a couple years ago, and I'm using Linux Mint 17.2 and GPotter to download your podcast. As of about the past 3 months, GPotter shows the most current episode as available, but then is unable to complete the actual download. I've gone to your webpage and have tried downloading the podcast directly, but have been unable to do so there either. I'm an American currently working overseas in Uzbekistan. I've been here a little over a year now and was able to download a podcast until recently. I was wondering if people back in the States have been unable to download the podcast also, or if somehow it recently has just been blocked in Uzbekistan. Please let me know. Also, if you can respond by email, please do, as I am unable to hear a response to my email on the podcast itself. Thanks again, and keep up the good work."
Yes, and so I did respond back to Kevin with a few suggestions, and being in Uzbekistan and can't download the podcast, one of the things he suggested was that maybe it was blocked, and I was thinking, okay, well, maybe they have blocked us in Uzbekistan. I wouldn't expect that they would be specifically blocking the Going Linux podcast.
Maybe we're on the list.
What I was thinking is the audio files are hosted on the Internet Archive at archive.org. And that is a San Francisco-based service where they archive lots and lots of different creative works, audio files, videos, books even, scanned books, as well as original writings by people. And so it's possible that the folks in Uzbekistan see that as some sort of cultural threat and have blocked the Internet Archive. So that's one possibility. Another possibility is that 3 episodes ago, I did save the feed with a mistake in it. I went right back in and fixed it, but it's possible that GPotter picked up on the old, just happened to pick up on the old version and is still stuck on that, in which case I would recommend unsubscribing and resubscribe. But the thing that makes me think that's not what's going on is the fact that he went to their website directly and tried to download from there. I really think it's Internet Archive that's blocked, if there's blocking going on at all.
Darn you, you big Stan. Unblock us.
Yeah, please.
I mean, our buddy Kevin needs to hear our podcast.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. They're probably still not hearing any of that. But if this still continues, I might have an idea that might work. And I used to keep a machine running. I could always put it on, BitTorrent.
Oh, BitTorrent. Yeah.
Yeah, I could always host it from my machine.
Oh, you know what? That wouldn't work either because it's on Internet Archive. There is a torrent available on Internet Archive.
But if I download it to my machine and then set up a torrent,
then serve it from there. Yeah, that would work for Uzbekistan.
Yeah, if Kevin, you still keep having problems, let me know, and I'll see if we can't get a workaround for you, and see if we can't get you where you can hear us again.
Okay, and okay. We'll have to repeat that in an email to him since he can't hear
us.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting he can't hear.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay, our next email is from Michael. And Michael wrote, Hi, Larry and Bill. While monitoring the Orca mailing list, Kendall Clark announced that he has been in contact with Clem of Linux Mint, and he has been told that the next version of Mint will include Orca. So I'm assuming that it'll be installed by default, perhaps not enabled by default, but it will be installed by default. And that's great. I'm glad to see that coming to Linux Mint, if that is indeed true. And I think 17.3 is available as a beta. I think it's gone past alpha, so we could actually check there. I haven't checked to see, but we could see that. Of course, Ubuntu Mate already has Orca installed by default in the install. So if you wanted a distribution that is designed for new folks to Linux and you need Orca, the screen reader, then Ubuntu Mate is a good choice right now, and it looks like Linux Mint will be following suit. That's great.
Yeah, it is good.
Yeah, we always like to see our folks who need accessibility software supported in this way. I think that's
good. That's really important. It really is.
Absolutely.
Our Gone Linux story is from Michael, the frugal computer guy. Hello, Larry. I have a Gone Linux story for you, and it's me. You've been very supportive of my video tutorials in the past, and thank you. Now, I've created a video tutorial series that will help people still using Windows XP or Vista or Windows 7 switch over to Linux, specifically for Windows XP users, since Windows XP is no longer supported. It's called From XP to Linux. Here's a link to the YouTube playlist, and we include that in the show notes. If you want to see more information about the series, how I group the videos and specific video information all in one place, the whole list you can find that at my website at thefrugalcomputerguy.com/linux/from-xp-to-linux. Here's the Gone Linux part. I created the entire series using only Linux except for the Windows XP screen captures. The website itself is now supported on Linux Mint using NetBeans. The video was created using KDN Live, and the screen capture tools I used was Kazam and Simple Screen Recorder. The intro and animations were created on Linux using Blender, and the intro and exit music was created on Linux using LMMS. Larry, I've been listening to you since 2009, and I've finally gone Linux. Thanks for a great podcast, Michael. And all I got to say, Michael, you used KDN Live. You the man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you missed the last line, Bill, the most important line in his email.
And the last line says, P.S. Hi, Bill. I was just going to leave it out because I thought this was just for me. But okay.
No, I wanted to make sure that everyone realizes that Michael said hi to you as well.
Yeah, as an afterthought. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he listened to the last episode and he's just, getting another dig at you.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So the Frugal Computer Guy has a lot of videos on Linux. He has a fantastic array of all kinds of Linux tutorials, as well as tutorials for software that's used on Linux, not just the Linux operating system itself, but the applications as well. So he's done a really good job there. Many of them are only about 10 minutes or so long, and I think he's settled in on Linux Mint as his operating system of choice, and so a lot of his examples are from there. And of course, other than the Linux Mint specific settings and so on, everything that he does applies to just about every distribution of Linux. So,
yeah, he has some pretty good videos. I like them.
He does. And I watched a few of the XP to Linux videos. And although most of what he talks about in there I am already familiar with, I think it's an excellent series of videos from downloading and burning a CD through to installing through to beginning to use Linux in place of XP. And he's done a great job. He really has. And that putting it into a playlist on YouTube is beautiful. It just goes from one video to the next, just leads you right through it.
And using KDN Live is just a feat upon itself.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a designed by engineers for engineers kind of software.
Yeah. Kudos to you, computer guy. That is awesome, because I didn't like it. I couldn't get it to work right, and it was overly complex for this person who lives in the East Coast. So, you know, we got the West Coast Larry who could get it to work.
Well, I got it to work, but I agree. It's a bit overly complex for what I need it for as well. Yeah, so I use something a little simpler. But anyhow, that's good news. And thanks, Michael. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks.
And like we said, this is the holiday season, and that wraps up this particular episode of our listener feedback for this time. And our next episode will be Improving Your Life, the Linux Advantage. Let's wait and see what that's about.
Until then, you can go to our website at goinglinux.com for articles and show notes, as well as links to download and subscribe.
We are the website for computer users who just want to use Linux to get things done.
If you like, you can participate directly with our friendly and helpful community members by joining the discussion in our Going Linux Podcast Google Plus community.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
73.
Theme music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.